With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republicans accompanied former President Trump to court in New York City as a show of support on Tuesday. Speaker Johnson said the political motives behind the criminal charges facing former President Trump are obvious.
It's impossible for anybody to deny that looks at this objectively, that the judicial system in our country has been weaponized against President Trump. The system is using all the tools at its disposal right now to punish one president and provide cover for another.
Johnson was joined by GOP Representatives Byron Donalds and Corey Mills. Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy was also in the delegation. President Biden and former President Trump are the winners of their primary races in Nebraska, both won by a landslide. Federal judge is denying Hunter Biden's request to delay the start of his criminal trial on gun charges. Biden's lawyers pushed to postpone the trial to September, claiming the defense team struggled to find expert witnesses. Biden faces three felony counts for allegedly owning a gun while using drugs and lying on a form when he bought the gun in 2018. Also at SRNnews.com, Google's rolling out its retooled search engine that favors AI responses.
The shift promises to quicken the quest for information while also potentially disrupting the flow of money-making internet traffic. Website publishers could be hurt if the AI overviews are so informative that they result in fewer clicks on the website links. They will still appear, but lower on the results page. The makeover begins this week in the U.S. as users start to see conversational summaries generated by the company's AI technology. Google expects the reoccurring AI overviews to be part of its search engine results for about 1 billion people by the end of 2024. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. More bad news about America's falling birth rate.
A growing number of young people have decided they don't want children, and a growing number of men are making sure that decision will be permanent. There's been a spike in the number of men undergoing vasectomies, even as the nation's birth rate falls to 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. Doctors warn that vasectomies can be reversed in some cases, but for the most part, they are permanent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge strikes down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman did not have the authority to issue his February executive order. That order denied park permits to any female league or organization that allows men to compete against women. The ruling doesn't delve into the civil rights arguments raised by both sides. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas believes it was wrong for President Biden to threaten withholding offensive weapons from Israel.
That's a vast category of weapons that Israel used not only in Rafah and Gaza, but to defend itself against the very rocket and missile attacks that are still threatening Israeli lives, and for that matter, lives in Gaza and shutting down aid crossings.
Cotton says the Biden White House is sending mixed messages.
It is an indefensible policy in which the president and the Democratic Party has tied itself in knots, trying to balance the growing pro-Hamas wing of its own party and the very large pro-Israel American majority.
Cotton was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show, broadcast on Salem Radio Network. Biden administration is now saying that it will give Israel money and weapons. More details at srnnews.com.